For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
New court filings by Robert Mueller indicate Paul Manafort lied about contact with the White House and a Russian military official. And federal prosecutors in New York say former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen should face significant jail time for crimes he committed during the 2016 presidential campaign. Democratic Congressman John Garamendi of California tells CNN Congress will see this thing through to the end.
Mueller's going to complete his investigation. Southern District Court and the prosecutors there will complete their investigation. And then it's going to come right into the laps of the Democratic Congress, and we have so many other things to do, but I don't think we're going to be able to get them done until we deal with this serious situation of a president that clearly has surrounded himself with criminals.
The disclosures were made in a court filing Friday evening. Prosecutors say Manafort violated his plea deal by telling multiple discernible lies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
An overcrowded Italian nightclub called the Blue Lantern was having a concert when a noxious substance caused a stampede and some people were crushed. USA's Wendy King has more.
Five teenagers and a mother are dead, and 60 people are injured at a rap concert in a club in the Italian town of Coronaldo. About 1,000 people were attending when a pepper spray-like substance filled the room, causing panic. One of the emergency doors was locked. A small wall near the entrance collapsed, crushing the skulls of the victims.
In Paris, French riot police fired tear gas and water cannon again today, trying to stop thousands of yellow-vested protesters from converging on the presidential palace to express their anger at high taxes and the French president. Security officials imposed a lockdown on parts of central Paris, determined to prevent a repeat of the rioting a week ago that damaged a major monument, injuring 130 people and tarnishing the country's global image. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A 26-year-old man has been charged with the murder of British backpacker Grace Mullane in New Zealand. Mullane was on a planned year-long trip abroad that began in Peru. She arrived in New Zealand last month and was last seen on the night of December 1st, entering a central Auckland hotel with a suspect. Police said they brought that man into the central Auckland police station today for questioning. Scott Beard, detective inspector of New Zealand police, says they still don't know where Grace is.
We have identified and secured a vehicle of interest, and we are now making inquiries to find out exactly where that vehicle has been. Earlier today, we released images of Grace's watch and necklace. Her passport is also missing.
Mullane's father, millionaire English property developer David Mullane, traveled from Britain to New Zealand earlier in the week and spoke to the media yesterday about his daughter.
Grace is a lovely, outgoing, fun lady, family on side all the time. Grace has never been out of contact for this amount of time. She's usually in daily contact with either mother, myself, the two brothers, members of the family on social media. We all experience upset, and it's very difficult this time to fully describe the range of emotions we are going through. While we are very grateful for the media coverage both here and back home, we are finding this situation quite upsetting, and we sincerely hope that the media continue to respect our privacy.
Grace's birthday was last Sunday, but she didn't contact her family. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.